Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
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 Podbean. The AI-powered all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
My school uses Podbean.
My church, too.
I love it. I really do.
In the shadows of myth and reality, monsters stir. From ancient legends to modern nightmares, we explore the creatures that haunt our stories and sometimes our lives. Welcome to Among Monsters podcast, where the line between man and monsters is thinner than you think.
He looked like any other kid. Glasses, quiet, smart, a Boy Scout, a churchgoer. But under that polished exterior lived a predator with a hunger for suffering. Tonight we journey into the twisted life of John Juber, a man who lured young boys with a smile, tied them up with rope, and stabbed them for pleasure. He didn't kill for revenge or rage. He killed because it felt good. This is not just the story of a killer. It's the story of hidden darkness in the most trusted of uniforms. I'm Damien Vale, and this is Among Monsters, the seeds of violence, Joubert's early life. John Joseph Joubert IV was born on July 2nd, 1963, in Lawrence, Massachusetts. By all outward appearances, his childhood was uneventful. He was an honor student, a Boy Scout, and a devout church attendee. But behind the scenes, the darkness had already started to grow. His father abandoned the family when John was young. His mother was cold, controlling, and emotionally abusive. John became isolated, fantasizing about dominance and punishment, often envisioning torture scenarios involving young boys. By age 13, he stabbed a random child with a pencil just to watch him cry. The desire had taken root, and like a weed in shadow, it thrived unseen. The first kill, Omaha, Nebraska. In 1983, Joubert enlisted in the U.S. Air Force and was stationed in Omaha, Nebraska. He seemed clean-cut, focused, disciplined. But in his free time, he scouted neighborhoods, looked for boys walking alone, studied their habits. On September 18, 1983, 13-year-old Danny Joe Eberle vanished while delivering newspapers in Bellevue, Nebraska. His bike was found. So was his canvas bag. But Danny was gone. 4 days later, his body was discovered in tall grass, bound with rope, partially undressed, and covered in multiple stab wounds, all inflicted slowly and deliberately. The killing was methodical. There were no defensive wounds. Whoever did this enjoyed it. Escalation. The second victim. Barely 2 months later, on December 2, 1983, 12-year-old Christopher Walden was abducted in broad daylight near his school. Multiple witnesses saw a man in a tan car approach him. 2 days later, Christopher's body was found near a wooded area. He had been stripped, tied up, and his throat slashed nearly ear to ear. The brutality had escalated. Now the killer wasn't just stabbing. He was butchering. The FBI got involved. They suspected a young white male with military ties, someone mobile, clean, intelligent. But Joubert remained invisible.
Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
Podbean. the AI-powered all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Use Podbean to record your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to optimize your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to turn your blog into a podcast.
Use Podbean to distribute your podcast everywhere.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
For now, a mistake in Maine, the capture. In January 1984, just weeks after the second Omaha murder, Joubert was transferred to Maine. There, he didn't wait long to strike again. On January 11th, 11-year-old Ricky Stetson went missing after a jog along the Presumpscot River Trail in Portland. His body was found hours later, stabbed, bitten, and strangled. But this time, Joubert left something behind. Bite marks. Forensic odontologists were brought in. The wounds were distinctive, and when Joubert was arrested weeks later after attempting to abduct another boy with a knife and rope in his car, the case cracked open. He confessed to all three murders, Maine and Nebraska, in cold, clinical detail. Inside the mind of a sadist, psychiatrists evaluated Joubert extensively. The diagnosis? Sadistic personality disorder. He admitted he didn't kill out of hate. He killed for sexual gratification. He said the act of tying up his victims and watching them squirm aroused him. He was described as emotionally detached but extremely intelligent. He told investigators that after each murder, he felt euphoric, then depressed. But soon the desire returned, like a drug. And each time the dose had to be stronger. Trial, conviction, and execution. Joubert pled guilty to the Nebraska murders and received the death penalty. He also pled guilty to the murder in Maine and was sentenced to life in prison there. His defense tried to argue mental illness, but Joubert showed no remorse, no tears, just logic and control. He was executed in Nebraska's electric chair on July 17, 1996, at the age of 33. He asked for no last meal. He made no final statement. He left the world in silence, just as his victims had. John Joubert wore the face of a leader, a protector, a Boy Scout, but behind the uniform was a predator, one who sought out innocence and tore it apart. He didn't kill out of impulse. He planned. He waited. He enjoyed it, and he might have kept going. If not for a slip of rope and a bite too deep. I'm Damien Vale, and this was Among Monsters. Because sometimes the scariest ones are the ones we trusted to keep us safe.
Thank you for listening to Among Monsters podcast. Find more episodes of Among Monsters podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Spreaker, or anywhere premium podcasts exist. Email us at amongmonsterspodcast@gmail.com.